This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. On Tuesday, February 10th, the Montana State University College Democrats are hosting a U.S. Congressional Roundtable with the four Democrats filed so far for Montana's Western Congressional District race this November against incumbent Republican Congressman Ryan Zinke. The candidate roundtable is Tuesday, February 10th, 4:30 p.m. in American Indian Hall on the MSU campus. All four filed Democrats for the Western Congressional District will attend. Matt Raines, a military veteran and rancher from Sims, Montana. Russ Cleveland, a military veteran and former child care business owner from St. Regis. Ryan Bussey, a former firearms company executive and former candidate for Montana governor. And Sam Forstag, a Missoula smoke jumper and union leader. The event is free and open to the public, and everyone is invited to attend. That's the Montana State University College Democrats hosting a U.S. Congressional Roundtable with the four Democrats filed for Montana's Western Congressional District, Tuesday, February 10th at 4:30 p.m. in American Indian Hall on the MSU campus. Two American Indian tribes belonging to the Blackfoot Confederacy, the Siksika and Piegan Nations, have issued warnings discouraging their Canadian members from traveling to the U.S. amid the Trump administration's national immigration crackdown. The Blackfoot Confederacy is a group of four Plains Indian tribes, including three in Canada and the Blackfeet Nation in northwest Montana. In a January 29th announcement, the Piegan Nation, headquartered in Alberta, strongly discouraged travel to the U.S., saying shifting immigration policy is challenging conventional proof of citizenship. The Siksika Nation, based in southern Alberta, on February 3rd issued a similar caution, saying, recent U.S. immigration and customs enforcement conduct creates risks for its citizens. The announcement also alluded to reports that ICE has racially profiled Indigenous persons or failed to recognize tribal identification. Last fall, Indigenous actor Elaine Miles said that she was detained in Seattle by ICE officers who said that her tribal ID appeared fake. And Indian tribes nationwide have said their members have been mistakenly detained by immigration officials. The Native American Rights Fund, a nonprofit law firm, recently issued guidance for tribal members approached by ICE agents, saying, not all ICE agents are aware that a tribal ID is a legal form of identification in the United States. The Siksika Nation encouraged members to carry a U.S. or Canadian passport, a birth certificate, a blood quantum letter, and a photo ID card when traveling. On Tuesday, February 10th at the Bozeman Public Library, Montana Together hosts a panel discussion called Facts Over Fear, a community conversation on immigration, safety, and civil rights. The event is free and open to the public, and everyone is invited to attend. Speakers include Audrey Cromwell, Gallatin County Attorney, Jim Veltkamp, Bozeman Chief of Police, Casey Bertram, Bozeman School Superintendent, and Vanessa Zamora, Executive Director of Bienvenidos. The event begins at 6 p.m. at the Bozeman Public Library Community Room. That's the panel discussion called Facts Over Fear, a community conversation on immigration, safety, and civil rights, Tuesday, February 10th, 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Bozeman Public Library. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.